believe for it, don't we? Don't be seated just yet. Don't you appreciate Tim leading us every week and to the presence of the Lord and getting started? Before you're seated, I want us to pray together, and then we're going to read a scripture together. And I want to thank Pastors David and Ruth for doing Philippians and just bringing the word and all they do. They just walk in such an anointing and spiritual mother and father of the house, and we are just so grateful for them, and we appreciate it. I want us to go to the Lord in prayer before we're seated tonight, but I want us to pray for Vince and Darla Culp. I don't know how many of you all have seen, but their son died, and tonight is the viewing, so they need strength to finish that out, and then tomorrow is the funeral. And then Shirley Fitzwater is going to be having a pacemaker tomorrow, and they're going to be doing two parts. So it's usually two surgeries, but they're going to try to do it all in one day. Wayne Watts has been dealing with some AFib and is in Ruby. And then also Willard Paul needs our prayers still. He's pretty weak, and they did put a port in him to be able to do the shots and things, draws blood, but he and Patty both need our prayers. And if you have a need, would you just lift your hand tonight and let's go together. Father, you see all of these needs. You see this mom and dad and sister that's in such pain tonight, God. So walking through the unthinkable. We just ask you to comfort them and to uphold them, Lord, and to lift them up. God, surround them. Be with Shirley as she goes tomorrow, giving wisdom to the doctors, the nurses, that everything would come into alignment for this pacemaker, Lord, and that things would come back into alignment with her heart. Be with Wayne as they're treating him, Lord. God, we're just asking you to be with Willard, Patty, Ron, and Gail. Continued strength for them as they walk through these places. All these needs tonight, so many. But God, you are holy and mighty, righteous and just. You're our healer. You're our peace. You're our strength. Your grace is sufficient. Your mercies are new. We just ask you, God, to have your way. Have your way in this service tonight. Open our hearts and our minds, not just for those that may hear this evening, but for those that will hear later. We thank you for your grace. Be with every class in your mighty name. Amen and amen. Before you're seated, I want you to read with me from the screen. Have you noticed anything different up here, by the way? It's going to do quite a few neat things in the days ahead. Won't be me running it, or it would be like plain because I don't know what to do. But anyway, it's going to look neat. But I want you to read with me from Psalms 121, 4 and 5, if you will. Behold, the protector of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. I want you just to be seated tonight and keep an open heart, if you will. I don't know. It probably won't be long, but I just really felt to bring a word of encouragement tonight. There's something that resonates within me every time I read a scripture that declares the Lord is, and then proclaims what one of his attributes. And this week in particular, Psalms 121, 4 and 5 has been speaking to me, and I've been pondering on the depth of its meaning. The Lord is our keeper, our protector. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He goes before us in every detail of our life. This psalm is really a declaration of confidence in the keeping power of God over our lives. Over in Psalm 16 and 8, it says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. We live in a day and a time when it's easy to become shaken in the natural. There is so much pressure all around us all the time. It's a time of great uncertainty. from government shutdowns to political division and strife, from lawlessness and the continual threat of war. We don't know what we're going to wake up to or face in any given day, to economic upheaval. And then we deal with family issues, relational issues, work, health concerns. And we have to remind ourselves that we serve the God of the unshakable, unchangeable, and everlasting kingdom. It's an unshakable kingdom. It's established. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, and we can be secure in him, knowing that he's got everything in control. The Lord is our keeper and our constant protection. There's never a place we can go where his presence is not found. The psalmist asks in verse 139:7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Jeremiah 23 puts it this way, who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord. Do I not feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord. There's nowhere we can go from his presence. You may have been feeling alone. I know there are times we do. We can be in a crowd of people. We can have a spouse at home. We can be around people and still feel alone, unseen. Prayers, feeling like they're hitting the ceiling. Sometimes we get weary, yet his word encourages us that there's nowhere that we can go from the presence of the Lord that we're not under his watchful eye. He is our keeper. The verse goes on to say that he is the shade at our right hand. He covers us with his feathers, and under his wings we find refuge. He's a safe haven. He's a shelter from the storm. The psalmist in 25:5 uses, it's a great example of the shade that he's talking about, but he uses different terminology. He says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. The word pavilion means covering. It means tent. It means canopy. It describes a place, a dwelling, a habitation. When I was studying, I found this beautiful prayer by the psalmist in chapter 71, verse 3, that would be good for us to learn to pray. You know, we've talked a lot, and Doug Small has talked a lot when he comes, about praying the word. You know, when you pray the word, you're praying the will of God. You're praying right in the line of the will of God, and you're praying that in to existence in your own life, because it's building faith. Because faith comes by and hearing by. So when you pray it, it builds faith even in your own life. He says, he prays this, be my strong refuge. Be my strong refuge, my rock of habitation to which I may continually resort to. He wasn't meaning hide me from responsibility or life or from the challenges that I'm going to face. That's part of what we do. But he was saying, I want to hide under the shelter, the secret place, the shelter of the Most High. So because he understood that it was a place of provision. It was a place of protection and a place of God's presence, and he longed to dwell there. The psalmist knew well that this is where his strength was renewed and his wisdom was imparted. How many of you know there's a place that we can go, that we can hide, where we can come out leaving different than what we went in? It's a place of security. He is our keeper. If God is for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that is in me than he that is where? In the world. He that's surrounding me, trying to taunt me, trying to wear me down. Greater is he that is in me. In his presence, he makes known to me the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. It's the joy of the Lord that is our strength. It's the kind of joy that's not dependent upon our circumstances or how we feel or what we're seeing at the time. It's that safe place, that shelter of the Most High that fuels my soul and renews my mind and refreshes me. Even when I'm walking through the deep, dark valley, he's our keeper. Verses 7 and 8 of that same verse that we opened with remind us again of his keeping power. The Lord will keep you. Why don't you just say, the Lord will keep me, from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. He keeps us spiritually and physically. And his word will continually guide our heart, guard our heart and guard our mind as we trust in him. The Lord is our keeper. Is there anyone in here that can testify to that? You can even look back tonight and you can think of times that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't have been able to show up. I wouldn't have been able to go on. But the Lord is our keeper. I think of how he kept Joseph through slavery, through false accusations, through imprisonment, through times of being high in the palace and times of being low. And Joseph kept his confidence in the Lord. He didn't quit trusting, even through the dark times. And then the Lord elevated him to a place of leadership so that he could save his people from famine. There's nothing that we go through that's wasted. He's our keeper. There's times we go through the fire, and the only thing that's burnt off is the things that weigh us down or that are not healthy for our lives. That's the only thing that gets rid of if we trust him. He keeps us even through the fire. I think of Noah through the building of the ark. God kept him. God kept him through the taunts and the sneers and the waiting when it didn't seem like the promise was going to come. God kept him. He kept Esther and her people from the evil plot of the enemy to kill them. He kept Elisha and Elijah and Jeremiah and Daniel and all the other prophets through times of famine and hardship and misunderstanding and dark times. God kept them. He did the same through the New Testament with the apostles and the disciples. He kept them. He kept them. When you look at the book of Acts, he kept them. I love how times that he would even pick them up from one place and carry them to another by his spirit. That's what he does. He keeps us. He keeps us still today. Peter affirms this confidence in God as our keeper when he declared, "We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." We are kept tonight by the power of God, by the anointing of God that breaks every yoke. We are being kept by his spirit, by his presence. He is our keeper, our protector. He guides us. He guides us into all truth through the power and presence of Holy Spirit, who draws us into the secret place of God's presence. He'll draw us. When we get real busy, we forget to pray. We don't take time to pray. We start letting all the outside distractions distract us. And we'll feel Holy Spirit drawing us. Sometimes he keeps us even when we aren't seeking him and deserve it, and we start feeling overwhelmed, and we'll feel the love and the power and the presence of God just overshadow us and just woo us back into that shelter, into that place of safety, because he knows what we need when we need it. Holy Spirit draws us. Not only does he draw us, but he convicts us of truth and righteousness. What's right? What's true? What we need to hold fast to. But he'll also convict us of sin and of weights and of pride and of toxic emotions and of things that are hurting our spiritual walk, that are causing us to get either too busy and distracted or carnal or cold. He'll convict us of unhealthy attitudes and behaviors, and then he'll nudge us in our comings and our goings. He'll quicken us moment by moment to be sensitive to the voice of God. Aren't you thankful that he does that? Like sometimes you just feel this nudging, that you have a plan. You've got your day worked out. You know what you're going to do. And Holy Spirit will say, I want you to hold off on that. There have been times I've been going to go out of town and do something, and I felt like, no. I didn't want to override it and see what would happen. He nudges us. He guides us. He leads us. Even when it feels like he's silent, his word still speaks loud with wisdom. Even when we feel like I'm not necessarily hearing his voice audibly or it feels like I'm going through a silent season, then you can still trust this, because this speaks loud. And if you want to hear it loud, then read it out loud. You feel the atmosphere with the word that you're reading. By your stripes, I am healed. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He's your keeper. You fill the atmosphere with what the word of God says, the truth of what it is, and begin to seed the atmosphere and watch what God does. He's your keeper. And even tonight, he's keeping us. Nothing will be wasted. He goes before us. He gives us discernment and instruction and knowledge for everyday life right in his word. Psalms 37 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. This is the word. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Made me think of this old song, and I sure don't want to sing it by myself, so I hope you help me. He will never let go of my hand. He will never let go of my hand. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, he will never let go of my hand. Now you know it, so I want to hear you sing it. He will never let go of my hand. He will never let go of my hand. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, he will never let go of my hand. Now, this doesn't mean we're not going to be tested. Doesn't mean that we're not going to face hardships and even death, because should the Lord tarry, we will. We'll face death, should the Lord tarry, and we don't go by the rapture. But there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Romans 8 assures us that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. More than conquerors. A conqueror and one that walks in victory isn't because I feel it. Now, I love it when I feel it. And I love it when I can shout and it's coming from deep within because of a place that God has brought me through. But do you know what victory is? You know what a conqueror is? It's one that learns to walk by faith, not by sight. It's one that presses against that presses against them. It's one that'll go ahead and do what you know to do even when you don't feel like doing it. That's a conqueror. It's not a feeling. When you do those, then the rewards of righteousness is the glory of God is revealed. The wonders of God is revealed through our faith and through our obedience. But nothing can separate us from the love of God because we are a conqueror. No trouble, no hardship, not persecution. And should the Lord tarry and things don't begin to shift in our nation, it's going to happen more and more. That's not to bring anybody down. We just have to be ready for what the word says. Not famine, not economic collapse, danger or sword. We must become convinced, like the Apostle Paul, that not even death or life, angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in God's creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is manifested through Christ Jesus our Lord. That love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's why tonight we can stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Holy Spirit supplies everything that we need to overcome what we're facing in the moment. We need not even fear death as a child of God. And I don't know why, but I felt so strong to share this. Death is just the passageway into the full glory of God. We get glimpses of glory now. We move from faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. And we get glimpses of glory. And there are people that went on. I've been thinking about Joe because I know we're right here at that time. And how that now he's in the glory, the full glory of God, Mary. We're being kept by the power of God. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear evil because we move from this life right into the very presence of God. And one day all of us will face it should the Lord tarry. And this passage to me in 2 Corinthians becomes more and more beautiful all the time. For we know, don't you like that? For we know, we don't have to question, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, because that's what this is, it's a tent. And though our inward man is being renewed day by day, this outward man is perishing. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, when it dies by whatever means, as a child of God, we have a building from God, a house that's not made with hands. It's eternal in the heavens. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. He's our keeper all the way through. Things are going to come. Life is going to change day by day by day. We don't know what to expect anymore, but we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to dread. We can walk in the fullness of God with the joy of the Lord as our strength, knowing that he is our keeper, that he has us, that he's covering us, that he's protecting us. And even if ill comes, in any form, it has to go through him first. He orders our steps. The word is very clear in that. Paul put it this way: for me to live is Christ, to die is. For me to live is. For me to live is. Help me out here. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I want you to get that word down in you. The Lord is our keeper. I want to close with this in Numbers. It's a powerful Aaronic blessing. It's one that is very widely used in benedictions or blessings, even in our modern world. You can read it with me. It'll be on the screen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. I want you to stand with me if you will. And we're going to sing a song together tonight, an old hymn. And if you need prayer, you need anything tonight from the Lord in any form, sometimes it's healing, sometimes it's just strength, whatever it is, and I want you to come up and we're going to pray with you tonight. But I want you just to take a couple of moments, and I want you to reflect on all the ways that God has kept you, and know even tonight, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, or whatever you may face tomorrow, the Lord is your keeper. He's surrounding you. You may not feel him tonight. You may not feel him. But according to the word of God, his presence is where you are. There's nowhere you can go from his presence. And besides that, you're the temple of the Most High God. So he dwells in you. He may be doing a silent, quiet work right now, but he hasn't left you because he dwells in you. So let's just sing this. And if you need prayer, I want you to come up. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Lord, I thank you for your keeping power. I thank you for your love. I thank you that we're more than conquerors through you who loved us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your word that is living and active, that it builds our faith and it strengthens us and it guides us and it directs us and it convicts us and equips us, purges us and fills us. Tonight, I just pray over this body that you would touch them and strengthen them and overshadow them and meet their every need. I pray for that one that may be feeling alone tonight, that they know that you are with them, that you're guiding them, that nothing is wasted, that you're working a far more eternal weight in glory in them tonight. Strengthen them and keep them, Lord. Overshadow them and protect them. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. Keep us, Lord, until we come back together. In your mighty name, amen and amen.